107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Thursday, that means another great update with United Way Perth Huron. Joining us in the studio is Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Always great to see Elizabeth. And also joining us in the studio is Dr. Laura Morlock. She's moderating the Women United Deb Talk. So we've got lots to talk about this morning. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. Good morning. Let's start with you, Elizabeth. We got to have a campaign update for sure.
You betcha. Yes. Well, we were at 26% of our goal.
Even better.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've already raised over $524,000. We're so thrilled that we're at this point. Thank you to those who have already donated. Our goal is $2,061, so we're at 26%. And you know, when you can check on this when you go by the thermometer downtown, right at the end of Downey Street. We're thrilled to have that installed every year. It's sort of a trademark of ours, and you can watch the temperature rise as we
as the months get colder.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Isn't that funny? Yeah, fantastic. But we're really blessed with everyone that has donated so far. And if you're thinking of donating to United Way, we certainly would appreciate all your support. And it can be done so easily. It's perthhuron.unitedway.ca on the website, and you just look for the Donate Now red button, and Bob's your uncle.
Okay, again, do make a donation and help out with this great, great campaign. And we've got great events coming up. Again, joining us in the studio is Dr. Laura Morlock, and she is moderating the second annual Women United Deb Talk, and it is coming up Friday, November 5th. Now, let's talk about the subject for this particular Deb Talk, if you will. This is a fascinating topic that's coming up.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about it. So last year, our first Deb Talk, sort of a play on the TED Talk, since this is about women, was about the way that the pandemic was disproportionately affecting women and the so-called she session. And so this year is an extension of that, and we're particularly looking at religious dress in public spaces, minoritized religious women, and how they are disproportionately affected around scrutiny of their bodies in public spaces. So we have panelists representing the Mennonite, Indigenous, and Muslim communities talking about their experiences as women from these communities in Canadian society.
So it's going to be a fascinating topic for sure. And you've also got a performance as well, a musical guest, something like that?
We do, yes. Do you want to?
Yeah, we do. We have the multi-talented Evangelina Cambites. She's a Stratford Festival artist, actress, singer, dancer. Amazing voice. So we're thrilled to have her as the entertainment portion of the evening.
Now, Dr. Laura, you have a PhD in religious diversity in North America, so you're well versed on this particular topic. For something like this Deb Talk, again, it's a lot to take in. What do you want people after this Deb Talk to maybe take away or to think about following this Deb Talk?
That's a great question. I think the most important thing for the general public to really think about when we think about women from religiously minoritized communities is that they are far more diverse than the general public gives them credit for. I mean, even the panelists themselves, none of them you would look at and overtly say, oh, that's a Muslim woman. Oh, that's a Mennonite woman, because the vast majority of women in all of these communities don't have really, quote, distinctive dress. And so it's really moving past stereotypes and preconceptions.
Yes, I was just thinking stereotypes, preconceptions, that sort of
Absolutely,
thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Moving past that. So there's lots of information that you can take in. And these have been a huge success, these Women United Deb Talks. So it's Friday, November 5th, starting at 7:30 p.m. And Elizabeth, how can they get like ticket information? It's both online and in person. Is it something like
That's
that?
That's right. It's in person at the Stratford Country Club. Those tickets are $50. So you do get dessert with it and coffee and tea, and to get to attend the event live. You can also buy a virtual live stream ticket for $35, and you can watch it in the comfort of your own home with a bunch of girlfriends. So two ways to buy it. And again, they can be purchased right directly on our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. And we also, at the live event, we have an amazing silent auction.
Oh, yes,
yay!
Right, yes.
So we have about, women love those, right? We love those. 18 to 20 items we can bid on as well. And I do want to give a shout shout out to our five gold sponsors. Dr. Laura Morlock is one, of course. Listowel Vision Care, Home and Company Real Estate, Resonance Fashions, and The Family Tree are our gold sponsors.
Okay, so you can get all the details with perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Elizabeth, is there anything else we need to focus on? We've talked about workplace campaigns, that now would be a good time to jump on board for that.
That's right. If you want to have a workplace campaign, it's a really super easy way to donate to the United Way because it comes off your paycheck. Mm-hmm. So super easy. You hardly even notice it.
There you go.
That's what we say. It's a painless way of donating. And yet it's feel good as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So those are really popular and they're one of our best ways of raising money.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And some of the workplace campaigns have been just terrific through Stratford End area and through Perth Huron as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have Sonia in our office is in charge of those and very successful. Yeah.
Okay, it's off to a great start with the United Way Perth Huron campaign, and we do urge you to get your tickets for the Women United Deb Talk. Elizabeth Cooper, along with Dr. Laura Morlock, thanks so much for dropping by, and thanks so much for all the details.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.